Salut tout le monde, vous écoutez le Verbcast Partners in Excellence et il est mercredi de la troisième semaine. Welcome to the 13th program of the Verbcast, our third show this week. We're talking about the imperfect tense this week, and today we're going to continue with the imperfect and cover most of what's left to cover with this tense. The Verbcast is brought to you by the Partners in Excellence project and consists of more than just the podcasts. However, for the time being, we'll be keeping the details of the whole Verbcast project confidential, at least until the end of the four-week experiment. You are, however, most welcome to listen in and let us know what you think. You can find out more about the PI project on our website, www.pi.org.uk, and contact details will come up at the end of the show. It's now time to start today's programme and get relaxed to allow you to maximise your learning. Let's get straight into the programme. Remember that the best way to learn with a Verbcast is by making yourself comfortable, putting on your headphones and shutting out the rest of the world. When you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Start to breathe more slowly. In and out. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out. You are now going to empty your mind. Allow your mind to go completely blank. Focus on your breathing if it helps. Imagine you're sitting at the water's edge at a deserted beach in the south of France. The water is warm and the waves are gently coming in and out. As you breathe in, the water rolls in and covers your legs. As you breathe out, the waves recede. Keep thinking of this as we count down from 10 to 1. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. We've been learning about the imperfect tense over the past few days. We've already covered all the regular verbs in the imperfect, and today it's time to move on to the irregular verbs. And the good news is that there is only really one verb which is irregular in the imperfect. That verb is être, and it's not really that regular anyway. Let's go through the parts of être now, and remember to put each part into your special blue haze cerebral screen, which you've been using for the imperfect tense. J'étais. J apostrophe, I acute, T A I S. J'étais. Tu étais. I acute. T-A-I-S. Il était. I acute. T-A-I-T. Nous étions. I acute. T-I-O-N-S. Vous étiez. I acute. T-I-E-Z. Ils étaient. I acute. T-A-I-E-N-T. Let's go through that one more time. Top left. J'étais. J'étais. J apostrophe, I acute, T-A-I-S. J'étais. Middle left. Tu étais. I acute, T-A-I-S. Tu étais. Bottom left. Il était. I acute, T-A-I-S. I-T. Il était. Nous étions. Iacute. T-I-O-N-S. Going in the top right. Nous étions. Going in the middle right. Vous étiez. Iacute. T-I-E-Z. Vous étiez. Bottom right. Ils étaient. Iacute. T-A-I-E-N-T. Ils étaient. So for each part of être, in the imperfect tense, the stem is iacute T, and you add the endings that we've added to all the other verbs that we've done in the imperfect tense so far. A-I-S, A-I-S, A-I-T, I-O-N-S, I-E-Z, A-I-E-N-T. J'étais, tu étais, il était, nous étions, vous étiez, ils étaient. We're now going to go through each of the irregular verbs we've covered and give you their first person form. From this first form, you can work out the other parts using the regular imperfect endings. When we talked about regular verbs in the imperfect, we went to the infinitive and took off the ER, or the RE, or the IR, and this works perfectly for all regular verbs. However, to make sure that you always get the right form with irregular verbs, it's best to go to the NU form of the present and take off the ending ONS. Let's think about this. Parler, the infinitive, ER. Take off the ER, you're left with parle, P-A-R-L. The NU form of the present tense, however, is nous parlons. If we take off the ONS, we end up with parle, P-A-R-L. So for regular verbs, it gives exactly the same result as taking the ending off the infinitive. However, we'd suggest that you use the NU form of the present tense as a basis for the imperfect tense of all regular and irregular verbs. That way, you'll get used to the forms very quickly. In fact, you'll soon find that you just automatically know the correct forms for these slightly irregular verbs. Avoir. The NU form of the present tense is nous avons. Take off the ONS and you have av. So the imperfect is j'avais. Tu avais. Il avait. Nous avions. Vous aviez, ils avaient. Allez, go to the NU form of the present tense. Nous allons. Take off the ONS and you get ALL. Moving into the imperfect then, adding the endings, you get J'allais. A-L-L-A-I-S. Faire. The NU form of the present tense is nous faisons, F-A-I-S-O-N-S. Take off the O-N-S, you're left with F-A-I-S. Into the imperfect, it becomes je faisais, F-A-I-S-A-I-S. Pouvoir. The NU form of the present tense, nous pouvons. Leaves you with a stem of P-O-U-V, add the imperfect endings and you get je pouvais. See if you can work out vouloir. In the present tense it would be nous voulons. So take off the O-N-S. How would you form the imperfect of vouloir? Je voulais. V-O-U-L-A-I-S. Let's try savoir. The NU form, nous savons. tick off the ONS, add the imperfect ending, and you're left with je savais. Dire in the new form of the present is nous disons. So you get je disais, D-I-S-A-I-S. Écrire, the new form is nous écrivons. There's a V in there. So you get in the imperfect, j'écrivais. Prendre, the new form is nous prenons. So in the imperfect you get je prenais, P-R-E-N-A-I-S. Mettre, the new form is nous mettons, double T, add the imperfect endings and you get je mettais, M-E-T-T-A-I-S. Connaître, the new form is nous connaissons, double S in there. So in the imperfect you get je connaissais, C-O-N-N-A-I-S-S-A-I-S. Croire, in the present, you get nous croyons, with a Y. In the imperfect then you get je croyais, C-R-O-Y-A-I-S. Venir, nous venons, je venais. Partir, nous partons, je partais. Sortir, nous sortons, je sortais. So there's not an awful lot to this. That's all the irregular verbs we've already covered, and they're all more or less regular in the imperfect tense. Reflexive verbs in the imperfect are very straightforward too. You use the imperfect form of the verb and put the reflexive pronoun before it. Let's run through the whole of se laver. Top left, je me lavais. I was washing myself. Je me lavais. L-A-V-I-S. Middle left, tu te lavais. You were washing yourself. Tu te lavais. Bottom left, il se lavait. He was washing himself. Il se lavait. L-A-V-A-I-T. Top right, we have nous nous lavions. Nous nous lavions. L-A-V-I-O-N-S. We were washing ourselves. Nous nous lavions. Middle right, vous vous laviez. Vous vous laviez. L-A-V-I-E-Z. You, plural, were washing yourselves. Bottom right, ils se lavaient. Ils se lavaient. Il, plural form, so it's L-A-V-A-I-E-N-T. They were washing themselves. Ils se lavaient. We've already spoken at length about the uses of the imperfect tense. Just to clarify, the imperfect is used most of the time when you describe something in the past. The kind of things you may be describing would be people, places, clothes, colours, hair, weather, and feelings. There are a couple of key phrases which should immediately ring imperfect alarm bells in your mind when you hear them. I'm talking about was doing or were doing. One thing you've got to be very careful with is translating these phrases. Sometimes people want to translate something like I was doing my homework. Having learned that I was is j'étais in the imperfect, then they start translating j'étais and begin to wonder how you say doing. You must avoid this. Remember that if you're translating I was doing, or we were eating, or they were singing, then you forget the fact that it's I was or they were. and go straight to the imperfect tense of the verb itself, i.e. doing from to do, eating from to eat, and so on. There's one other key phrase which we've not yet mentioned, which should start those imperfect alarm bells ringing as well. That is the phrase used to, as in, when I was young, I used to go to a swimming club. That's another example of the imperfect tense. Quand j'étais jeune, j'allais à un club de natation. So, quand j'étais, when I was young, quand j'étais jeune, imperfect, j'allais, I was going, or I used to go, à un club de natation, to a swimming club. Quand j'étais jeune, j'allais à un club de natation. So, in 3 days, less than 40 minutes, we've covered virtually everything you need to know about the formation and use of the imperfect tense. Remember that it's extremely important to think of the imperfect as the ongoing or descriptive past tense, and the perfect, which we looked at last week, as the narrative or interrupting past tense. Enough for today, so let's count up from 1 to 10, and when we reach 10, your eyes will open and you will be completely awake and feel full of energy. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 And that's us covered the imperfect tense. 3 of our 4 tenses already. Well done. Let's just run through a few examples of the verbs we've covered today with some music. J'étais. Tu étais. Il était. Nous étions. Vous étiez. Ils étaient. That was être in the imperfect. Let's go on to pouvoir. Je pouvais. Tu pouvais. Il pouvait. Nous pouvions. Vous pouviez. Il pouvait. Finally, a reflexive verb. Je me lavais. Tu te lavais. Il se lavait. Nous nous lavions. Vous vous laviez. Il se lavait. Voilà les verbes d'aujourd'hui. Tomorrow we'll be back with more verbs and maybe even a new tense. You'll be receiving your SMS quizzes later on. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and as ever, we hope you find this program useful. Merci à tous, au revoir et à demain. You have been listening to the Verbcast from Partners in Excellence. Find out more about PI at our website, www.pi.org.uk, and you can contact me, Mark Pendleton, about this podcast and our other language learning materials on verbcast@pi.org.uk.